This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. NFL News of the Day is coming up at 3 o'clock, and then we're going to have Josh Young join us at 3:20. Rangers baseball is coming up at 5:30 as they look to get a win against the Red Sox in Boston. So that'll be our Rangers player show coming up at 3:20. Sands is already in the house. He's throwing heat in the bullpen, and pregame's coming up here in just a couple hours. Okay, it's time now for some Cowboys content, and here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. So Barnwell does this every year. He ranks the 14 playoff teams from a year ago and how likely they are to return to the postseason. I don't think it's a surprise who the number one most likely team is to return to the postseason.
Be the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs of Kansas City. And they should really just have like a 99% chance to be in there as long as Pat Mahomes stays healthy. But they just have an 87.1% chance to return to the postseason, followed by the Niners, the Ravens, the Lions, and the Packers. Those are the top five postseason teams from a year ago most likely to return.
It's weird how vulnerable the Chiefs are. I'm not sure how I feel about that. In the regular season, they have stacked up losses. They have looked bad. They have lost to bad teams. I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, well,
but they'll make it back.
But you, clarify.
I would bet on them too. Yeah. But the most likely.
Wolchuk, clarify what your football vision has in store. What have you prophesized for the Chiefs this year?
I think the Chiefs have a chance to be maybe flirting with history. You'd be flirting with an undefeated season this year.
Perfection.
Wolchuk has them potentially running the table.
When you look at what was their biggest weakness a year ago, it was probably their playmakers at receiver. That's and right. They brought in Hollywood Brown. Now, granted, Hollywood Brown just got hurt. He's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks. We'll talk more about that NFL News of the Day. But then they drafted Xavier Worthy. You've now got Rashee Rice, who's your number three receiver. If he ends up getting suspended, you know, maybe the first couple of weeks, then there is a little bit of room for, okay, they could be in a pickle here. But to me, that was their biggest weakness. They still won a Super Bowl. Now that's a position of strength. I think they've got four deep at wide receiver. Defensively, Steve Spagnuolo always seems to draw it up. Now, they did lose L'Jarius Sneed, but it seems like they've always got somebody in the pipeline that's ready to step up. They draft very, very well. So to me, yeah, I mean, I don't really have, I think the NFL done bleeped up last year. That was their chance to go ahead and stop the Chiefs. The Bills are going to be looking back and thinking, that was our best shot. The Ravens as well, and they weren't able to do it. That was their year to go ahead when they were kind of on a rebuilding year, if you want to say.
Yeah, two of them.
Now, I mean, I don't see a whole lot of weaknesses on that roster anymore.
Yeah, I don't either, but I mean, they did lose six times last year, Wolchuk, so that's quite a leap. If they get anywhere close, I'll salute you as football man of the year.
And then the Cowboys.
Of the year.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
What an honor that would be.
That'd be
huh?
A hell of an honor. Are you kidding me?
We've been nominated the highly from coveted time to time, but yeah.
Dawson football man of the year.
The ever elusive award we've been chasing our entire lives, Wolchuk. That's all out in front of you.
I just
right
got
now.
Giddy. Are you kidding me?
How could
football
you
not? Guy of the year. Yes.
Maybe.
I don't like this, though. Cowboys' eighth highest odds to return to the playoffs.
8 out of 14 sounds pretty dang cool, man. That's the upper 50%.
If do you
look
agree?
At it, if you look at it at a certain angle,
77.8% to make it back to the postseason. They're ahead of the Eagles, which is good. They're ahead of Miami, the Rams. I think the Rams are way too low on this at 11. The Bucks at 12, the Browns at 13, and the Steelers have the lowest odds to make it back to the postseason. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of doubt right now. Like, the Cowboys could very easily win the division. They could also just entirely miss the playoffs. I don't know. I mean, I think the only team behind them that I for sure would put ahead of them odds-wise, the Rams. I like where the Rams are at, assuming, of course, health with all of this matters big time. But I'd take the Rams more likely than the Cowboys.
So when you were watching the Eagles just fumble all over themselves last year and have massive chemistry issues and then lose Jason Kelce, you're thinking they're going to be fine?
No,
I don't think there is a great team in this division.
There's not.
I don't think there's anything else that's good other than the Cowboys. This should be an easy NFC East win.
I hope so. I don't know.
Even if it's 10 wins.
Maybe. Like, I think 10 wins should get you the division.
I think the division winner is absolutely at 10 wins. And I could even see a scenario where it's 9 wins, honestly.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, I think that the division is down this year. I think with the reshuffling along the offensive line for Philadelphia, that's going to be interesting. Jaden Daniels, does he end up being the real deal? All of a sudden, he could make Washington way more of a threat in the NFC East than I think we are giving them credit for.
Tush pushes out. Okay, yes, Jaden Daniels. That could be an interesting X factor, right? Because their defense is still bad, but they have some players that could come together around with Dan Quinn.
The big question is the offensive line and then who steps up at edge. But they're still good in the middle there at defensive tackle. And, yeah, we'll see. Dan Quinn did a lot with less here on defense. So does he end up making that defense a little bit better as well in Washington? And they have those random pop-up years. I keep saying it, like when it's unexpected, and this is the type of year that they would do it. The division's down. You just said it. Eagles, Cowboys, we got question marks, though. Like, I still don't know how good this Cowboys team's going to be. Now, Bobby, to say that they're going to have a losing record, I think is a little bit hypocritical with the Dak elite stuff there. Like, if you have an elite quarterback, your quarterback's not having a losing season. He's getting you at least 10 wins, and you're probably winning the division there. So I don't think you can be like Dak as a top five quarterback, but then also the Cowboys are going to go 8-9. That doesn't really add up for me.
A lot of good players on this team still. Maybe the best guard tandem in all of the league.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, hey, Guyton and Beebe end up stepping up for you, then they're going to run away with this division. Now your offensive line is 10 times better.
Number one scoring offense last year. You know, there's just only so much. And now, yes, Bland had 5 touchdowns.
He did.
You know, the defense gave you like 50 points. So I understand it was much more like the third or fourth scoring offense, the top scoring team. But still, the pick should be back. You know, there's a lot to like about this team. We asked Jerron Bland at camp, like, who's next in that defensive backfield? He's like, we can all go get the ball.
Yeah.
You know, that was not an accident what happened on
Sunday.
You
also have, like, what, it's been since 2004 that you've had a repeat champion in the NFC East. There's a weird trend there that's going on. Like, there's all kinds of things here that I'm like, man, I don't know. Like, there's things that are just working against the Cowboys to reclaim this division title again.
Yeah, I think the attrition factor will be huge. Like, the depth in a lot of areas is pretty, you know, leaves much to be desired on this roster. How long does it take? I mean, I think for the Eagles, too, like, you have a new offensive coordinator, you have a new defensive coordinator. So how long does it take for them to sort of get on the same page as well? So I'm as much as I'm down on the Cowboys, I'm down on the Eagles. But I do think those are the only two teams that have a chance at the division.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think Washington's got a shot. I think they've got an outlier chance to be better than we think they're going to be. Now, this was interesting. CBS Sports, they ranked the tiers when it comes to NFC contenders. There are 3 teams that are the real deal contenders in tier 1. If you had to say, hey, give me 3 NFC teams that should be ranked in this tier, who would be your 3 NFC teams?
It would be the Niners. It would be the Lions. And call me crazy, I think it would be the Packers.
Yeah, the Packers are my pick to win the NFC right now. So I would have all 3 of those as well.
Wow, Jared Sindler just perked up when he heard you say that.
I know.
That's exciting. Yeah,
but I'm a Jordan Love believer, and it's really Andre Dillard at right tackle. If he can hold it down over there, I think they're going to be pretty damn good.
I like what Wolchuk's doing with the undefeated run the table Chiefs losing in the Super Bowl the same way that the Patriots did to an NFC opponent like the Packers. That's pretty awesome.
I didn't say
they gave the Niners all they could handle. You know, I think that could be a very legit team coming together.
Now, tier 2, the fringe contenders, they've got Cowboys, Eagles, Rams.
Yes, I think that's fair. I'd probably say Rams, Cowboys, Eagles.
Yeah, I would too. Like, I think the
Rams, Eagles, Cowboys.
I think the Rams are the team to me that's like they're close. If the Rams can stay healthy with Matthew Stafford, I love what the Rams got cooking over there. They got the running game with Kyron Williams. The defense will be the big question mark. How are they able to, you know, with Verse and Brandon Fisk, their defensive tackle that they took in the second round to replace Aaron Donald, how do they look there? And then here's a
It is absent. You know, I think
it is.
On their depth chart, they don't even list a real right defensive end edge. They just have a strong side linebacker out there.
Right.
They don't have a pass rush. Their offensive line is so banged up right now. Mozzie Smith looked good in practice and then in the game momentarily.
They're very banged up on the offensive line right now. Then we've got some preseason trades that can make sense. This is from Seth Walder of ESPN, and all these are fun. It's like ideal trade matchups, one of which I do think, you know, if you're looking at the Cowboys, this makes sense. It's a running back. Elijah Mitchell from the San Francisco 49ers. They'd made a trade last year, 4th-rounder Trey Lance. So you get Elijah Mitchell. You also get a 6th-round pick in 2025. You give up a 5th-round pick, and you give up a 6th-round pick in 2026. So for a 5th this year, a 6th next year, you get Elijah Mitchell, but you pick back up a 6th-round pick. I'd be in on this. I think Elijah Mitchell has flashed some good games at times, and they've got kind of a running back by committee there. When Christian McCaffrey was hurt, that's when he stepped up. Obviously, when CMC's playing, he's not seeing the field.
Yeah, I mean, Elijah Mitchell seems like one of those guys that you would, I mean, that would, he would immediately be the best running back in your room if you're the Cowboys here. So, and based on the trade, that the way you laid it out, I mean, I would be completely open to that. Totally open to that.
And then how about Davante Adams? Gets out of Vegas, goes to Buffalo. Raiders get a second round pick for Davante Adams. I don't know if that's going to do it, but I guess the Bills are also taking on a massive contract, so maybe that ends up being like you're going to get lower compensation. But Davante Adams with Josh Allen in Buffalo, that could be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Sign me up for that.
I mean, my goodness, yes. That I mean, he had Stephon Diggs and lit it up, so I am excited to see how the Bills look without the number one wide receiver and Josh Allen. How do you work with these guys? Maybe Keon Coleman steps in and is just a beast right away.
Maybe.
But he's working with relative no-names at the position right now.
Seems like that window could be closing there in Buffalo. 254 Homer Gavin derailing the segment. I wish I could say I was surprised. You know me, dude.
I like the optimism
from Cowboys you. Homer of the year. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. If you missed it, we have Josh Young coming up at 3:20 for the Rangers Player Show. We'll talk with the second-year third baseman. NFL News of the Day is coming up next, though. Wolchuk, what do you got?
Why the Cowboys will win the Super Bowl this year. That's next in the Nation.